Jamie Lee Curtis says her latest Halloween movie is about January 6th mob violence. By David Ng on October 12, 2021. Actress Jamie Lee Curtis said the new Halloween Kills movie is about the kind of mob violence that Americans witnessed on January 6 when rioters stormed the Capitol building. In an interview with filmmaker Eli Roth on the History of Horror podcast, Jamie Lee Curtis explained that the last two Halloween movies, Halloween in 2018 and Halloween Kills, which opens Friday, are part of a planned trilogy she is making with director David Gordon Green. Curtis said the 2018 Halloween movie reflected the themes of the #MeToo movement, including the notion of women seizing power. "When we were launching the 2018 movie, it was right in the center of the MeToo movement," she said. "And so women taking power and speaking truth to power and voicing their experiences as trauma victims was echoing all over the world when we released that movie, a movie about a woman taking power from her trauma against her oppressor. Listen below. So I think there was this spectacular confluence of life and evolution of women and Laurie Strode coming to grips with Michael Myers." Halloween Kills picks up on the same night where the previous movie ended, with a wounded Laurie Strode, Curtis, fleeing her burning house. Watch below. The second movie is about mob violence, the actress said. "We have just in America watched a mob descend on January 6 with nooses and stun guns and members of Congress in the building," she continued. "And we all watched it on TV." Curtis described the new movie as the story of a mob descending together, comprised of people who are going to take matters into their own hands. Halloween Kills premiered at the recent Venice Film Festival in September ahead of its commercial release on Friday. The movie has so far garnered mediocre to negative reviews from mainstream critics, who described it as a letdown from the 2018 movie. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.